Malaghy, congratulations. Much needed win. I suppose that's what you come here to do, was to win, and then whatever happened elsewhere, it was out of your hands.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we knew that we had to take care of business here. We had to get the win, because if we didn't, no matter what happened elsewhere, it was no good to us. So that's what we were determined to do. It would have been an awful pity to put in the performance like that, to come back the way we did and get the victory, and then find out that results had gone against us. But lucky enough, Kerry did us a favour, and so just delighted for the boys, because it's very important to stay in the First Division, and because we worked so hard to get there, and it's great for keeping developing the boys, so just delighted to get through.
Questions were asked again this afternoon. 1-4, no score down after 20 minutes. I suppose that may have been a little carry on from the previous game against Kerry, where things just didn't go right. So it took the boys a while to settle into this one.
Yeah, possibly did. And Donegal, the way they set up on that, you know, they're always hard to play against as well. So it took us a wee time to you know, get up to speed with the way they were playing. So there's a number of things. But probably, as you say, you know, no matter how experienced players are, if you lose four in the bounce, there is a wee, I suppose, there's a wee doubts come in your mind at times and so on. So, you know, it was early on in the game, we weren't getting to the pitches, but I think then, you know, as the half were on, we started getting stronger. We felt even at half time we were in a good position, because remember this time last year, or in the league last year, we were in Donegal, we were down by four, the start side half, facing a much stronger wind. So we felt we were still very much in the game, that we were getting stronger, and that's the way it turned out, you know. But it was nip and tuck, and just delighted to get the point at the end of winning.
Yeah, and just looking back in the first half again, as you said, you come into the game, it was more, they were starting to move the ball quicker, they were starting to support each other, something that was lacking in that opening 20 minutes. But I have to say, in the opening 20 minutes, the defence was excellent and probably kept you in the game.
That's right, yeah, you know, and that it was important at that stage, because you know, we were Donegal were working the short kick outs well, and they were getting down the field a wee bit too easy for our like, and you know, I thought that we improved that an awful lot in the second half. But as you say, early on the defence was doing well, and I suppose kept us in the game. But there's a lot of things, we know that from all the games, but that's what you do find out in the First Division. There's an awful lot of things that you know that you have to improve on going into the rest of the year. So we know that, you know, but we're delighted to know that, and at the same time preserve our place in Division 1, and now look forward to the first round of the Championship against Down.
Any question marks over character were definitely answered this afternoon. That's one thing that isn't lacking in these boys anyway, is the character they had to show in that second half, and they showed every ounce of that.
No, that's it, and look, we never question that in the camp ourselves. We know that that's there, and that the boys will always come up trumps that way. But, you know, it was just a case that, you know, things had went against us last few weeks, and questions were asked. That's always the way it is in football. But, no, you know, look, with brilliant support there today, and the supporters have stayed right behind the team, you know. And I suppose the boys deserve it, because of the work they've put in over the years, and because of the success they've had this last couple of years. So no, we're delighted with the support we had there today, and it means a massive difference in a tight game, you know, to have the crowd behind you like that. So all in all, a great day, and it's just, as I say, it's great for developing the development of modern football, and great for the younger lads who are introduced to the panel this year, and for everybody just to be playing that standard of football next year again. It's tough going, there's nothing easy about it, but it's great to be there, and look at this, it's where you learn most about yourself, so we're pleased to be there again next year.
And Colin Walsh, he hit a wonderful point in Breffni Park. That could well be his first point in the Monaghan jersey since that in the Championship last year, an important point that day. He popped up again, and I think it was Drew Wiley actually gave the ball into him, so you had your two full back line coming up there to hit that winning point.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying to somebody earlier on, you know, the point in itself was great, but to have the courage and to have the character to want to be up there to take that final, that's the big thing about that, you know. And it was great. He was prepared to put himself in that position, he was prepared to back himself and put it over the bar, and that's what it's all about. And left foot a point, I think it was his last one, maybe with the left foot as well, so he'll probably start hitting a couple of right foot ones now when he gets going right. So no, look at brilliant, and another man that scored, and it was a crucial score.
Malachy, just before I do let you go, you talked about development there. We have an under-21s in an Ulster final on Wednesday. That there's again, it shows that the development on our minor side have won all three games in the Ulster minor league, and their under-17 development side's going well. So the development of Monaghan football right through, it all comes from the seniors, of course. When they're doing well, everyone wants to get involved, but it's great to see them all getting doing so well as well.
Yeah, well, look, at it is when the seniors are doing well, it does. It's a great boost for everybody in the county. But look, at, you know, I know from being in the county working with the seniors, the amount of work that's going on at all levels, and it's great to see it. And under 21s, I hope they can do the business on Wednesday night. It's going to be a very tough game again, as always the finals are. But you know, it's great for them, and but just to keep that whole development going, I think it's great that the seniors stay in Division One. That's why it was so important. So it's a good day for Monaghan football, and so hopefully there'll be another few ahead of us.
Yes, well, you're staying in Division One. 50% of Division One will be all Ulster next year. Cavan coming up, and Tyrone, of course, joining you in Donegal next year. So it's plenty to look forward to, but a big game on the 5th of June first, and that's what all eyes are on now.
That's exactly it, you know. And Down have finished the league very strong. And it's funny, some of the boys were saying there, I suppose, in fairness to Down, their league performance has probably been more consistent than ours. Mm-hmm. When they played us and clone us, you know, it's 50-50, you know, and Down are a really strong championship team. So Down have no fears of coming up to clone us to play us. But look at it, it's about ourselves getting our heads right and getting our best performance of the day. If we get our best performance of the day, I think we've a great chance of winning the game. If we don't, then Down will beat us. So it's very much in our own hands, but it's what we have to focus on now and make sure that we're ready for it.
You'll enjoy this, though.
Definitely will enjoy it, you know, because it's just, and I keep saying it, but more so for the lads. I know how hard they've worked, and I know the characters there and so on, and it just would have been very disappointing for everybody involved, the amount of work put in, the backroom staff and everyone put in. I would have been very disappointed and annoyed for everybody to suffer relegation. So, great day, and it'll give us a wee bit of breathing space for a while.